It can be difficult for family forest landowners to sell small quantities of timber. Timber that, if sold, can be financially significant to them. Maybe they have a small woodlot and they want to thin out some trees. Or maybe they would like to sell a few dozen trees that were pushed down to make way for a road or home site. But in reality, these small-scale timber harvests do not make financial sense for a traditional logging crew. So, how can a landowner utilize this timber so it won't be left in the woods to rot? Today, we will explore how portable sawmills may be part of this solution. I'm Becky Barlow, and this is Forest Her. Portable sawmills are just what they sound like, a sawmill that can be pulled behind a pickup truck or SUV and moved from location to location to cut down timber into boards. Boards that can then be dried and used for specialty products like cabinets or furniture, or in some cases the construction of barns or sheds. About 10 years ago, I was introduced to portable sawmilling and realized that it could possibly be helpful to family forest landowners who had small amounts of timber that needed to be utilized. Not long after that, I started to wish for a portable sawmill that could be used for extension demonstrations. Fortunately, in 2017, we were able to purchase a sawmill thanks to the generous donations from an Auburn University Tiger Giving Day project. In that same year, we had another stroke of good luck.
Hey, I'm Adam Maggard. I'm a forestry extension specialist with the School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences at Auburn University in the Alabama Cooperative Extension System, and I focus on forest systems management.
Adam joined our extension team as a specialist in 2017. He had an interest in portable sawmilling and quickly learned how to operate our sawmill. He has since given talks and demonstrations on the ins and outs of portable sawmills to over 600 people across Alabama. This summer, I visited with Adam on a day he was conducting a demonstration and asked him to share a little about our sawmill and how he sees portable sawmilling technology fitting in land management plans for family forest landowners.
The majority of our private landowners in the state own somewhere between 10 and 50 acres. So it's hard for those landowners to get somebody out there to harvest and to sustain their management on that property when they need it, whether it's from some downed trees or bug attacks, insect attacks on their trees, or they just, you know, have some trees they need thinned out for management purposes. So the portable sawmill is actually another opportunity for them to get that work done and also potentially even, you know, make a little money to help pay for the management cost. Can buy one. They are reasonably feasible, relatively speaking. You can get them anywhere from a few thousand dollars up to $80,000, $90,000, you know, just depending on all the bells and whistles you want on them and kind of what you need it for. Obviously, the higher the price, you know, you're getting things like hydraulics and you can cut, you know, larger wood with it, and your board feet per hour rate goes up with that as well. But it really, whatever fits your needs. The other option is there's a lot of folks with portable sawmills that do it for a business. And around the state, a lot of these portable sawmills, they will come out to your property. Usually you can hire them by the hour. They also will do it by the board foot. And I've also seen it where landowners can just kind of, you know, there's sawmills that need wood and landowners can work out deals. Hey, you come get the wood, you can have it, you know, and the sawmill will come get it and take it back and they'll cut it up for whatever purpose they need it. So it is another outlet for smaller landowners in the state to get some of that management done, get some trees out that they need cut, or if they just have a valuable tree in their yard or something that has sentimental value that they want to make some products out of, it's a way to do that for landowners. We use a Wood Miser LT35. It is a hydraulic sawmill. I purchased somewhere around the $21,000 to $24,000 mark. They have several ones that are non-hydraulic that are a lot cheaper, but I can tell you from experience, the hydraulics are worth the cost if you're going to be cutting a lot of wood. It's definitely beneficial. It's really efficient. You can cut wood all the way down to like a tenth of an inch. On the sawmill, it has a setting on there that's all computer driven that you can repeat your cut and it'll automatically go back to that next level. So if you're cutting 2-inch boards, you once you make the first cut, you go back and you hit the button on the computer and it'll drop down to where it needs to be for the next 2-inch cut. So you can move through some wood pretty quick once you get the hang of it. And it has the hydraulic lift arms and stabilizers on it, the outriggers to secure the wood as well, which is very beneficial when you're dealing with heavy logs and trying to get them set and on the sawmill to cut the wood. The lift gate and the hydraulic lift arms are absolutely, in my opinion, a necessity. And it is a real safety feature as well. It'll help secure that log from moving. When you start to cut the log, the heavier it is at the beginning, it's easy to secure it. But as you start cutting that log, it loses weight and it starts to get more flimsy and can bounce around on you. And those features prevent that from happening. And it's real fuel efficient. You know, you can cut a lot of wood on a tank of gas, and it's pretty mobile. The nice thing about it is it hooks to the back of your truck, kind of like you're hauling a small boat, and you can drive it right through the woods, right up to the log, next to the log you're wanting to cut. You don't have to be at a certain place or take the log somewhere if you don't want to. So they are truly portable compared to what portable sawmills used to mean many years ago, when they had to be taken apart and packaged up and moved by, you know, a whole crew of workers. So it makes it accessible, and it gives landowners another opportunity to get some work done on their property. But also, if they want have some trees they want cut for certain reasons, they can, you know, have that done too. So it really opens up a lot of doors for our private landowners in that, you know, that smaller acreage range, anywhere from 10 to 50 and maybe even up to 100 acres. The folks that run this, you know, run portable sawmills for a business, they'll do anything from actual small thinnings. They'll clear bug spots. They'll take out storm damaged trees, and, you know, anything in between. I've seen them go from the forest to doing a small thinning operation to going in the middle of town and taking down a yard tree. So it really has a lot of different outlets in terms of its uses and abilities. So with the portable sawmill, one question I get asked a lot is about the blades and how long they last. In our case, we'll push them to somewhere in the 9 to 10 hour range of cutting wood, but a lot of what we're doing is for demonstration purposes. A lot of folks that are running for a business making wood products out of this, it'll be a little less. They'll probably run it 5 to 6 hours before they change their blades out. It's not a circular saw like the big wheel saw that you see. It is a bandsaw, and it runs kind of off a pulley system, kind of like a bicycle wheel if you think of the way it wraps around.
On the day of our visit, Adam was cutting logs from a shortleaf pine that had been salvaged from an urban area. The tree had recently died, but the wood was sound, making it a good candidate for sawmilling. When we counted the rings to age the tree, we discovered it was over 100 years old. I asked Adam if I could record him cutting the log, just so you could get a sense of what it sounds like and how quickly cuts can be made. So in the clips that follow, you will hear the sawmill crank up. Then there's the squeal of the blade starting to turn and the spray of the water that's used to keep the blade cool while cutting. The engine idles for a moment and then cutting begins. The squeaking at the end signals the cutting head has reached the end of the log and the blade has been disengaged. So right now they're trying to line up the log and the saw to make sure that everything's level. Make sure the log's really good and secure, and that it's going to be ready to cut. And here we go. So he just made the first cut, like the top cut on the log, just to level out the top, take off that outer layer of bark on the top of the log, and now he's pulling it back, and he's going to make the first cut of a board.
After he finished cutting the boards, Adam talked a little more about how folks use portable sawmilling for a job or hobby. He also brought up some special considerations that go with using wood from a portable sawmill.
It's pretty wide ranging what folks do, and the folks that own their sawmills, a lot of them do it just for hobby, and they don't keep track of, you know, how long it takes or expenses. But a lot of them do it full time, and those folks can make very good money doing it. They make a lot of their money off of specialty wood, such as cedars and hickories and oaks. And they, you know, the ones I've talked to personally, you know, they kind of pay the bills with everything else, the small thinnings or the, you know, cleaning up a bug spot or so forth. Those will kind of keep them going, but they really make their high quality products and high valued wood. You know, your oaks, cherries, cedars are really what kind of makes a lot of money for those landowners. I've seen it both in terms of being paid by the hour to come out and take some wood and cut it up. I've seen it done by the board foot, and I've also seen it done by kind of a exchange deal where they need some wood they want to make product out of. They would have to come out and, you know, work out a deal with the landowners just trying to get the wood out. But you do have to consider drying the wood. You're going to cut it where it's green, and then you're going to have to take it somewhere, stack it, and dry it. A lot of the full-time folks that do it every day for their business, a lot of them have their own kilns, and then some of them prefer just the air dry. But, you know, depending on the type of wood, that's going to take several months at least, probably looking at close to half a year to even over a year before you can even attempt to get it down to the percent moisture in that wood before you can use it. But it really depends on what you're using it for. If it's an outside project, it's not going to have to take as long to do that. If you're using it for something that's going to be working around living space or where folks are going to be, it's going to need to dry down a lot longer, and you're also going to have to get it inspected in terms of getting it approved to use. If you're building just like a cow pens or building something on your property, like a little storage shed, it's not necessary in all cases. It is county by county, so you do need to check with your local county and your local authorities. But if it is something that's going to have living quarters for humans or something that's substantial, it will have to be inspected.
While all landowners could potentially profit from the use of portable sawmills, based on what we've learned, it seems like those owning smaller acreages could benefit most. Landowners can even purchase their own sawmill if they would like to regularly cut wood from their property. Or they can partner with a sawmill owner to get the work done. Those who own their own sawmills may do it for a hobby or business, cutting lumber that can be used to make furniture, cabinets, or smaller structures. But Adam made a good point. It's important that you know local codes and laws before using lumber cut with a portable sawmill for building structures. You don't want to put a lot of time, money, and effort into something that you may not be able to use. So, if you're interested in learning more about portable sawmills, you can visit the resources link found on the Forest Her podcast page. Or you can contact one of the Alabama Cooperative Extension System, Forestry, Wildlife, or Natural Resource agents working in your county. You can also check out the Alabama Cooperative Extension System calendar for upcoming workshops in your area. Thanks for listening. We hope you will join us for future Forest Her podcasts. In the meantime, remember, find your voice, be bold, and do good things for your land.